Dan Ralph joins us. He has had the wonderful job of hanging out in the hotel lobbies trying to talk to the CFL and CFLPA. We had Mark Cohan earlier on the show. Dan, you're there in person. You get to see the body language. You know, Commissioner Cohan told us they offered $5 million in cap. The CFLPA wants $5.8 million. I've stated for a long time, I think eventually they settle on $5.3 to $5.4. Do you think it gets to that point at some point?
I think it has to, especially if the players – I mean, the players made a notable concession today in that they've amended their stance on revenue sharing. And so I think to soften that blow, and if the league is serious about that, then it's going to have to up the ante. And as you and I both know, money makes everything all right. So the more money, the better.
Yeah, Dan, it can be tricky when both sides walk away. As they did today, and now we've got the deadline looming. And I know, you know, it's not a hard and fast deadline that the season's going to automatically be backed up now. But is there going to be another chance to talk and talk soon? Is there a desire, speaking for your side, to get back at it and whittle away at this?
Well, I think they have to, Robin, to be quite frank, because the hard deadline is going to be the 26th of June when the CFL season begins, because that's when this lucrative TV deal kicks in. That's when the league makes its money. That's when the teams start cashing on the extra $2.7 million that TV deal is going to bring them. And that's also a time when the players start getting their game checks. You know, I mean, it's all fine and good to be hardline right now. But, I mean, players don't make a whole lot of money during training camp. And veterans, truth be told, would just as soon see training camp either reduced or go away altogether. So I don't think by threatening, you know, to miss a week or two of training camp that you're really, you know, presenting a hardship to the players. I do believe the hard and fast deadline is the start of the season, because then all of a sudden both sides start to lose significant money.
Is there a sense with you that there's a from either side that there's, let's get together and get this done, though? I mean, a lot of conversations in hallways and just the overall sense of somebody that's around there. We get the official releases, but what's your feel on this?
I don't think they're going to talk before the start of training camp next week, well, on Sunday. I think when training camps get going, and I think when cooler heads prevail, because right now this is the second time the league has walked out and said no to a player offer. So I do sense that there's a bit of angst on the player's side, and I do sense that there's a bit of frustration from the management side, the league side as well. They spent a total of 17 hours in the last 2 days trying to negotiate a deal, and last night was a 12-hour day, and I know because I was there, and it was a long night. But you know what? We got the impression that they had made some headway, and they sort of told us, the union did today, you know, anyway, that they had a lot of good talks on Wednesday, and it seemed to set the wheels in motion for, you know, at least you can continue talking today. I think right now there's a sense of frustration, like I said, from the league, and I know there's frustration from the players. So, you know, let cooler heads prevail and come back to the bargaining table. And the fact is they're going to have to get a deal done. So, you know, I think once training camp start and players, you know, are into the routine of camp, then I think their negotiating committee will get in touch with the league again, and then we'll go through this again, and we'll start negotiating again.
Dan Ralph from Canadian Press, CFL writer, joins us. He was at the meetings today. Now, Dan, it's interesting. In Alberta, legally, you can't vote until 72 hours after the end of the current CBA. So they can't vote on this until, what would that be, Sunday night at 10 p.m. at the earliest in the league. So that's obviously, I think, maybe the big reason why they're still going to camp. Do you think after that vote, the players might potentially walk out of training camp?
No.
Okay.
And I do believe, yes, that's probably one of the major reasons why they are all reporting to camp. And I'm going on my gut on this, but I also think that there's a PR battle going on here. The owners have made it very, very clear that the players are welcome to come and report to training camp. And I don't think in the eye of John Q. Public, the players want to lose that PR battle by being the ones that initiated the work stoppage, at least not yet. And secondly, I also think in my heart of hearts that you go to training camp, and if you're in training camp for 2, possibly 3 weeks, and all of a sudden there's still no deal done, and you threaten to go on strike with a week to go before the start of the season, then I think you have your major clout, and I think you have your most your biggest bargaining chip. And because all of a sudden, if you know all your veterans walk a week before the start of the season, what have you got left for a team? And then it really jeopardizes the start of the season, and it hits the league where it hurts most, and that's that TV deal. So I would think that the players, for PR reasons, are going to camp, and they're going to be the ones to say, "Look, at you know, we're negotiating in good faith. We're being good corporate partners." And then when push comes to shove, with a week left to go before the start of the season, then I think they have the PR tools to say, "Look, at we've been here for 3 weeks. We've done this in good faith. We've been good, you know, corporate citizens. But enough's enough. We can't go to we can't play under terms of the existing CBA without a new deal in place."
Dan, I sometimes wonder if fans get a little bit fatigued at the labor end of this thing. People who cover the sports, it comes with the territory. But the CFL is a bit of a different animal. What do you sense, or do you sense anything as far as the fan bases go, if we get into a stoppage here over money again?
Well, I'll tell you, Robin, I think having been through it, they've been through it, what, twice with hockey now?
Yeah,
I think Canadian fans have had their fill of labor strife, spilling into their respective teams. And say what you want about the CFL, is that these guys are as close to the average Joe as you're going to find in terms of pro athletes. You know, the average CFL salary is just over 70 grand, and I think a lot of us can identify with that. And these guys are very accessible, and they're out in the community. And for some reason, I think, you know, people, that will hit closer to home if they're hitting the bricks because of money and on strike, and the labor strife that has seeped in from other sports will have seeped into the CFL. And I think that'll hit home in Canada as much as hockey did.
Dan, it's going to be interesting. I've always felt from the get-go that they would end up with a 5.3 to 5.4 cap, and I thought actually that there would be a little bit of a holdout for a week, but obviously the players now report. I still wonder, though, once that vote's allowed in Alberta, if that changes things. I'm still confident that the CFL will get a season done, because there's just not enough to gain for either side, and there's way more to lose, and hopefully cooler heads prevail. Go home, get some sleep. We appreciate the update.
Anytime. Thank you, gentlemen.